I am Dorothy Roth Loftus, one of the original six who registered for the first classes at the new Agricultural College and School of Mines. This was in 1922, and I had finished the Fairbanks High School the preceding June. Like most of the other graduates, I had wanted to go outside the school, but there just wasn't money enough, so I climbed the hill and became one of that first group of six, the entire student body until a few others drifted in. I felt quite at home that first day because Judge Donnell had been a close friend of our family for years. He and my father had been together in the courthouse when he was federal judge and my father the district attorney. It had been decided in family conclave that I should go just a half day and teach music the other half. The only music teacher in town had left on a prospecting trip up the Salt Jacket and had left me to carry on. Within a few months, my mother died and my father left for the outside, so these lessons furnished all the money that I had, and precious little it was, too. This was before the time of welfare or other aids, and everyone was accustomed to manage things for himself. We walked to save 12.5 cents, which was the fare one way on the Toonerville trolley, which took us from the station to the bottom of College Hill. We didn't walk for exercise or for pleasure, but to actually save that small amount for something more vital to life and happiness, namely food. I carried mustard sandwiches varied with ones filled with catsup, because the 35-cent lunches were a luxury far beyond me. Of course, everyone was poor, so it didn't matter. Now, I suspect, even the professors shared this same shortage of funds. The warmest memories of those early days are the times Judge Monell would drop a large handful of lunch tickets into my lap when I would be studying in the library. I cannot possibly tell you what those hot lunches meant to me. Hot soup, spaghetti, good beans made by Mrs. Sullivan were just out of this world, especially after my mother died, and a real meal was rather rare. I remember how Judge Monell cried when he called me into his office that morning and told me of my mother's death. President Bell, it is easier to say judge even after all these years, was like a father to the small group of us in those early days. He had enough worries running the college on almost no money, but he also had to worry about all of us, and well he might, for there were only one or two who had any help at all from home. As a parent of long standing, I can now sympathize with him, but at that time we thought he was pretty cross and narrow-minded a lot of the time. I remember when we chivalried George Keyes when he married Miss Burrell, who was President Monell's secretary. George was the engineer, and it was a real handy setup for courting. The morning after the wedding, the entire student body, I suppose there were 15 or so, counting short coursers, grabbed any and all potential noisemakers and trooped downstairs to make an unholy racket in front of the newlyweds' room. Before we were well into the celebrating, downstairs flew President Bonnell in a towering rage. He was shaking so he could scarcely get out the hasty but well-chosen words which vanquished us as only he could do. Odd, we thought, he should be so annoyed. We were using only a few minutes of class time. What a nuisance we must have been to a man bogged down with worries about appropriations from a reluctant legislature and a partially unfriendly Board of Regents. He liked to be with the group which gathered around the piano in the gym and sang anything from, "Yes, sir, that's my baby," to the more sentimental, "I love you truly." Sometimes he would bring down his trombone, which he dearly loved. I am sure it had been much too long since he played in his college band, but in those days we weren't choosy. You would find him everywhere. He janitored with the janitors, and well he might, for they were all students. He trucked with the truckers. They said he counted every chunk of coal delivered. He was practically secretary to his secretaries, to their great annoyance. He cheered at games. He had his finger in every campus romance. Truly, he was father to us all. We would rant and rail, never to his face, plot insurrection, just as all young do, but we loved and respected him at all times. It was a privilege to be at the birth of this university and to have known all the wonderful people who were connected with it, especially Judge Bonnell.